This week we're going to be talking about dropped ceilings. This is probably a shorter bonus episode, but an interesting sort of technical one that had caught my attention a while back, and I wanted to explore it a little bit more. So false ceilings of various types have obviously existed for centuries for various form and function reasons, but on this week's bonus episode, we're talking about the modern dropped ceiling that helped unlock the post-war office sector and eventually helped facilitate the third industrial revolution of the information technology age. Modern dropped ceilings were patented in 1919 and refined with additional patents over the course of the 1950s, spanning a time period in which telephones became increasingly widespread throughout offices. And we'll have to talk at some point about central air conditioning in a later episode, because that obviously relates to this as well, especially with all the duct work involved in that. But by 1958, the design where any single panel of foam or whatever ceiling could be removed for accessing a specific point without needing to remove other panels had been invented. Before then, there were more complicated designs where you had key tiles and you had to like take out one tile and then take out a bunch of other tiles to get to the one you actually wanted. And so the 1958 design allowed you to remove the specific tiles so you could do stuff that you needed to do. Other terms for this, you know, dropped ceilings is the most common term. I think I grew up hearing it as drop ceilings. In Britain, they're called suspended ceilings. And dropped ceilings are essentially critical for allowing offices to hide all the electrical wiring and ducts while still making them very easy to access for repairs and equipment upgrades. And that became particularly important after computerization. There's a lot of office buildings that predated the sort of computer age, and the ones that had the most flexibility to be able to retrofit for adding all of those new wiring systems, whether it was under the floor or above a dropped ceiling, they were able to adapt more quickly and also remain in service potentially to present day. Whereas buildings where that was harder to do, especially buildings that were built specifically as offices rather than being converted from something else first, and they didn't have dropped ceilings, they had like rigid, hard ceilings, the true ceiling essentially, trying to hide that stuff became kind of a nightmare. And so dropped ceilings was a much more convenient way